This is Taxes Made Simple by Yahoo Finance and TurboTax. I'm Jana Herron. What are the tax brackets for this year? In general, I think tax brackets are a little confusing because they're not just flat rates. So let's go over what the tax brackets are this year, and maybe then I can explain how tax brackets work. So what are the tax brackets this year? Tax brackets are pretty complicated. It's not just a flat rate. We'll get into that in a minute. The easy answer is there are 7 federal tax brackets. And this is how it goes. And it depends on whether your filing status. So whether you're filing as a single, married, filing jointly, or as a head of household. So the 7 rates are 10%, 12%, 22%, 24%, 32%, 35%, and 37%. The easiest tax bracket to understand is the 10% or the lowest one. If you're a single taxpayer and you make less than $9,700, your tax rate on that entire amount is 10%. But if you make more than that, say you make $15,000, the first $9,699 will be taxed at 10%, which is the lowest tax bracket, and then the remaining amount will be taxed at the next highest tax bracket, which is 12%. Which tax bracket you belong in depends on both your income and whether you file as a single taxpayer, a married filing jointly, or head of household. The income thresholds are different for those 3 types of taxpayers. Let's start with the single taxpayer. The lowest tax bracket is 10%, and those who make under $9,700 pay that 10% tax rate. Single taxpayers who make between $9,700 and $39,474 are subject to the 12% tax rate. Single taxpayers who make between $39,475 and $84,199 are subject to the 22% tax rate. For those who make between $84,200 and $160,724 are subject to the 24% tax bracket. Those making between $160,725 and $204,099 are subject to the 32% tax bracket. Single taxpayers who make between $204,100 and $510,299 are subject to the 35% tax rate. Those who make over $510,300 are subject to the 37% tax rate. What's important to remember is that if you're in a higher tax rate, not all of your dollars that you earn are taxed at that rate. That would be a flat rate type of taxation. In the United States, we have a progressive tax rate. I'm going to break it down really, really easily. Let's say you make $100,000 and your first tax bracket is at 10% up to $25,000. The second tax bracket is 12% up to $75,000. And then your last tax bracket is 15% up to $100,000. So you don't pay 15% on all of your $100,000 that you make. On the first $25,000 that you make, you're subject to the 10% tax rate. Then the earnings between $25,001 to $75,000 is subject to the 12% tax rate. And then everything else up to $100,000 that you've earned in the year is subject to the 15% tax rate. The income thresholds for heads of households are higher than those for single taxpayers for each of the tax brackets. They're even higher for the married individuals filing joint returns for each of their tax brackets. That's because you have 2 people filing a joint return. The income thresholds usually change year by year to adjust for inflation. So what the income threshold for your tax bracket this year may not be the same as next year. Also, if you get a raise, a new job, a promotion, or your spouse starts to work, that might throw you into a higher tax bracket and you'll see your taxes go up. That's all for tax brackets. This is Taxes Made Simple from Yahoo Finance and TurboTax. Please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star rating and review there. Until next time, thanks for listening.